I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, folks. As we begin this week, bringing a close to the month of November, we've got a great show lined up for you today. We will visit with Davon Barber in the back half of the 12 o'clock hour, president and CEO of the Downtown Development District. This will be my first opportunity to talk to Mr. Barber. He is new to the position. He's actually been here for several months now. And we'll talk about what we have on course for the holiday season in the Downtown Development District. I was looking at the list. It's incredible how many offerings there are and so many things to do, and we'll get the latest as to what's going on in the DDD as well. To begin the 12 o'clock hour, one of my favorite performers, our Queen of Soul, Irma Thomas. She will be joining us because Irma has the responsibility of being the celebrity lighter tonight for the New Orleans Roosevelt Lobby lighting ceremony. And if you've not been down there to see that, you don't know what you're missing. It is a beautiful Christmas display, and we'll talk with Miss Irma about that when she joins us in the 12 o'clock hour. We set aside time every Tuesday for the NOLA Coalition. You've heard me say this before. I believe that this is a defining moment in the city. The role of the NOLA Coalition is critical to the future of this city and what they do. And if we're going to affect systemic change here, it's going to come about from the bottom up, not the top down, and it's not going to be reliant on political leadership. And I firmly believe that. And having sat in a political position, I have a little bit of an insight that most people don't have, and am willing to admit the fact that if you want systemic change, everybody, the private sector, public sector, not-for-profit community, community groups, individuals need to come together to affect this systemic change. We'll talk to Press Kabakoff, an individual who's been on the forefront of a number of different initiatives that have occurred in the city. He's a board member, co-founder of HRI Properties, and member of the NOLA Coalition. So over the weekend, a lot of violence went on around the city. Unfortunately, a number of shootings occurred within the French Quarter in the downtown district. The police booked Deshaun Meyer, 18, on 5 counts of aggravated second-degree battery and 1 count of illegal use of a weapon in connection with the mass shooting in the 200 block of Bourbon Street that injured 5 people around 2 a.m. on Sunday. His bond has not been set. This is not unusual during the Thanksgiving holiday and, more importantly, the Bayou Classic. And we've talked about this before, but I wanted to get what the perspective is of one of the proprietors that has been down there for a long, long time. And joining us this morning is Phil Rizzuto Jr., the owner of a business there in the 200 block of Bourbon. Phil, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
So, Phil, you're obviously, you got to be happy that the police have made an arrest. They were in the area, but is that much solitude for you and your employees working down there when this seems to be happening a lot more than anyone cares to really talk about?
Yeah, no, we've struggled over the years to get people to work down there for this event. A lot of people who've been with us for years. So some years back, we decided to we closed about 6 o'clock in the evening, just to avoid anybody working for us getting hurt. We don't want to jeopardize these people been there with us for a while or anybody at that. But you know, this my family's been down there for 55 years. I've probably been working down there for 30. This event has been a problem for 20 years. I brought mayors, I brought police chiefs, politicians on the balcony to show them what a frightening thing this is of thousands of people stampeding, running away from gunfire. You know, just very sad. And over the years, they didn't want to do anything about it. You know, how many, I can't go back for how many, but there's been several people get killed right on the corner there. The last one got killed, his body was half laying in the place and half out. I said,
And actually, y'all had,
they didn't want to believe it.
And y'all actually had to retrieve bullets from the walls within your business, correct?
Yeah, that was the last time that we opened up for it. I think it might have been 8, 9 o'clock at night. That's when the shooting happened on Bourbon, we couldn't get firearm insurance because of the shooting that happened on Bourbon Street in the 700 block, I think it was. So I was praying that nobody would get hurt. The bullet came from the Iberville side, went behind the bar and lodged in the wall. Thank God it didn't hit anybody or we'd have been into another problem. But this has been going on for years. They were hiding it. All these murders wasn't making the news. Shootings wasn't making the news. Unfortunately, they can't hide it anymore. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's plugging in on social media. And here we are.
Do you get the sense that a lot of the patrons that come to Bayou Classic, that they're now avoiding the French Quarter as well?
Yeah, I mean, that's been happening for probably the last, I don't know, I would say within the 20-year mark. It used to be a really good event for Bourbon Street and New Orleans, but you get young kids from college that are in Southern and Grambling. They're not coming down there. Their parents probably aren't letting them. They're getting shot at, bullets fighting. I mean, I wouldn't have my kids down there.
And, you know, so the luster of the event and a lot of the positive impact of the event is really diminished because a lot of the folks that come to the city to enjoy the event, they're not partaking of the gem, right? The Bourbon Street and the French Quarter.
The French Quarter, Bourbon Street. And look, it's happened with Essence, too. Essence was a phenomenal event. I'm sure it still is a good event. It's just no good for the French Quarter and Bourbon Street because they, again, 11, 12 o'clock at night, you got these thugs and people out there on the street shooting, stampeding people from Essence. They're not coming to Bourbon Street and dealing with that. And I don't blame them.
How do you think we get it back? I mean, you know, obviously y'all have been down there long enough to see the glory days. We all think about the times that I remember in high school and in college going down there, enjoying ourselves, dancing, nightclubs, this, that. We didn't have any of this. I never felt at risk, quite frankly.
No, I mean, I've been down there since I'm a kid. I'm 48 years old. Since I'm 10 years old, I've been down there. You've never felt uneasy until now. In the last, I would say the last 7, 8 years, it's uneasy all the time, not just for these events. And look, New Orleans police were everywhere this weekend. We had a lot of police presence on the street. I just don't know if it's at a point where these people are not worried about police. They don't care. They're shooting. They're all on camera. I mean, I'm not sure they're too concerned about it at this point.
Yeah. Do you feel like, you know, when you kind of say we didn't talk about it, I guess what you're saying is there were a lot of individual incidents that never got really reported, but now everybody's putting it out on the social network, so we know everything that's going on.
It was never reported. There's been numerous deaths on that block during Value Classic that was never reported, that never made the news, ever. Which I guess wasn't bad. Now it's all over. They can't hide it, so it's affecting the street.
Yeah. So going back to how do we change this? What do you think needs to happen?
We need leadership. You need police to come down there and proactive policing to get people off the street and figure a way to get these people off the street who are not down there or who are down there doing harm or illegal activities, whatever they're doing.
Phil, a lot of people don't realize the fear that employees have. I've heard that from a number of proprietors down there that say, we would love to be open more, but we can't staff the late night hours because they feel like they're at risk. They don't want to work those hours. So
that's 100. Like this weekend, all my employees thanked me so much for not opening and putting them through that. And it's not just us. There was a lot of other places closed from what I hear. There was a lot of places closed.
And you're in a business, obviously, to make money, so you have an incentive to be open. But when you can't convince your own employees to go to work down there, that's a sad commentary and a challenge.
Yeah, and then you're going to lose them. I mean, I guess you could force them to go, but, I mean, it's hard enough finding employees now. You're not trying to lose any.
Right, right. I know that you interact with the New Orleans Police Department a lot. This past weekend, they're talking about they have seized over 60 weapons in the 8th District. I've been in the business. I was in the business 40 years. I can't ever remember a weekend where we seized 60 weapons. That's pretty compelling. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's pretty compelling. And look, it's great that they've been able to do that. So that's one step in the right direction. They're trying. These poor policemen that are out there, though, I mean, it's a frightening scene when you got 5,000 people with gunfire and stampeding. I mean, at some point, how are you even attempting to get guns off of people?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure you have witnessed the police running to the danger and not running from it.
Yeah, 100%, yes.
Yeah. Do you think that people underestimate and don't really value what they're doing in many respects?
Yeah, I would think that's part of it. Look at these kids, how young they are. I mean, half these kids probably shouldn't even be down there. But that's another story for another day.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing this story with us. I know it's tough on your business and otherwise, but I think you bring a perspective that a lot of people don't usually hear, of the day-to-day trials and tribulations of trying to staff a place in light of some of the challenges down there. And then, you know, you're kind of the first one to articulate to me that, you know, the luster of a number of these events coming down here, when the people themselves that are the participants in the events are avoiding the French Quarter, that's a perspective I've never heard before. And I think it's interesting, and it's a challenge, and we need to take it on head on.
Listen, can I tell you the event with the Bayou Classic was a great event going back 25, 30 years ago. We did phenomenal for it, under control. Yeah. It's just gradually gotten worse and worse and worse. And, I mean, the business is already not what it should be because people are scared to go down there. Our business at nighttime has fell apart in general because after 11 o'clock at night, everybody's running out of there. So you've lost that business to begin with. That's a normal weekend. That's just not these events.
Right, right. So, yeah, it's a shame because it was really a place that was unique unto itself for a long, long time. And we need to work hard to get it back because the economic viability of this city depends a lot on that 12-block area in the French Quarter for sure. Phil Rizzuto Jr., thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate your time and your insight, and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. That's a perspective that you don't hear very often about the stampede. 5,000 people running, policemen running to the danger, not from the danger, taking 60 weapons off the street. Where do we go from here? How do we turn this around? And when the very folks that create the events that we lure to come to this city are afraid to partake of the city, that ends up becoming a diminishing return as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Again, I want to commend the New Orleans Police Department on a number of arrests that they made, in excess of 60 arrests this past weekend, gun arrests downtown that need to continue to do so. This is what we've been talking about for a long time, is you got to get intrusive, aggressive, good, clean, aggressive law enforcement there. You got to set the mark. You set the bar, and you're not willing to accept anything less. Plain and simple. And then we need to rely upon the district attorney to be able to prosecute these cases accordingly. Let's not plea bargain them away. This individual, Deshaun Meyer, 18, charged with 5 counts of aggravated second-degree battery. That's what we need to go to the mat on. He needs to get time. He needs to go away. And the more that we send that message down there, the more that we're going to hear about the great experiences that folks are having in the French Quarter or anywhere else in the city for that matter, whether it be the DDD or in the Warehouse District, Uptown, Treme, the Bywater, New Orleans East, wherever. Set the bar. We don't compromise. We're not compromising. We're not compromising the safety and security of our family, of our businesses, of the livelihood and the economic epicenter of the French Quarter, which per square foot generates more sales tax dollars than probably anywhere else in the city. And we're not clicking on all cylinders. Just think if we clicked on all cylinders, what it would be. We know what it could be. It was that at one point in time. So this is a step in the right direction. Hopefully we're able to keep it going. This is something that we've been crying out for a long time, business owners and otherwise. But it's going to obviously take more. Because if we're taking 60 guns off the street, how many do we miss? These are extraordinary numbers in a very relatively small geographic area when you put it in that context. Let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Noel. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Two things. Two things can be true at once is my point on this. Listen, we've had plenty of conversations. I lean to the left on a lot of things. When it comes to crime, I'm a lot more to the right than you would think. We need absolutely to be a lot tougher on crime. overall in this community and in this country. The defund, you know, police movement was ridiculous. It's just stupid. And that also being said, I do believe that there is areas where systematic racism is there. I believe that to be true. I also believe there's personal responsibility. That being said, one of the issues that I think in certain communities in this city and around the country is where a big part of the problem, with especially with juveniles, where most of the crime comes from, is very an extreme lack of emphasis on education throughout the entire communities. You know, I don't want to bring this up, but I mean, it's part of the conversation. You know, several weeks ago, I had these issues with Kanye and Kyrie about, you know, anti-Semitism, and, you know, there are subgroups of other communities banging on Jewish people for their position to power. They didn't get there by accident. Jewish people have been pushed around the globe for thousands of years, including America. I mean, they weren't welcomed. They turned away boats, you know, in the 1930s. But I don't think any group of people is better than them. I'm not. But the truth is that in the Jewish community, in their religion and culture, education is paramount. It's part of the culture. You know, when a Catholic, a Christian becomes baptized when they're a child, a Jewish person has to learn the Talmud by 13. That's how they become a holy person. The emphasis on learning with the religion and the culture, just, you know, they are in positions of power for a very, very small group of people, despite, you know, being a target just simply because of the emphasis on education. They're not better than anybody else, but there is an extreme emphasis on education. And I do not see, you know, anywhere in certain communities where it's changing. I think if that doesn't change, you know, regardless of the crime, we're not going to change anything. You know, how do we fix it? I don't know. But, you know, education is always the way out. And I just don't see an emphasis at all.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. I mean, I think, you know, we have lost sight of the fundamentals of what we're trying to achieve with education. We moved away from math. We've moved away from social studies. We moved away from geography. We don't study civics. We don't even have a basic understanding of who we are in this country from a constitutional republic perspective. We don't understand how the country operates, and it all comes back to education. We're more concerned about ideologies than we are about basic education. We're more concerned about whether or not this country has racist, which we know it does, not unlike every other country in the world.
Sure.
You just have people that have malintent in their head and in their heart. And there isn't anything that we're going to do collectively or otherwise that's going to completely and totally eliminate it. But that becomes our primary focus day in and day out. And what you find is that direct correlation, as you just pointed out, between crime and lack of education. There's a great Washington Post article. I read it yesterday. Go look it up. It talks about all of the cities that have had an increase in murders. And unfortunately for us, the city of New Orleans was premiered. And they tell individual stories of murder victims. But one of the things that was interesting is that 80% of murder victims in the year 2020 and 2021 were black. 80%. Now, if I were a member of the black community, I would be absolutely incredulous and outraged by that statistic. And then when you look at the race of the perpetrators, you find a number similarly situated. And we walk past the obvious, and we're not willing to talk about it because everybody in this country fears being labeled a racist to talk about the obvious. And the most obvious thing is that We are completely failing generation after generation in our public education system. And why is that? I mean, we spent months arguing over how we're going to grade ourselves in high school education in this country, because we've got all of these schools that end up being graded an A or a B, and yet the majority of their students can't get an average score on the ACT or the SAT. How is that?
And it's not just.
How is that?
We're
worried about our little political fiefdoms. We're worried about, well, how is this going to be presented to the families? Well, I think most taxpayers just want honesty. Just tell me, where are we failing? What are we doing? Why does everyone have to get a trophy? And that's the approach that we're taking in education. We don't want to look at ourselves too critically, because we got to make sure everybody gets a trophy. They're getting a lot of trophies, but these trophies are sitting on a mantle in a jail cell.
Right. And it's about, you know, community's personal responsibility. I just brought up the Jewish beat because it's in the news. But, I mean, you can go, there's parts of the Asian community. You know, education is paramount to them. And they can come from very poor backgrounds. And their kids, you know, are doing very well because of the push on education. And those groups of people, you know, we think they're necessarily always welcome with open arms? Absolutely not.
No, of course not.
You know, and
of
like
course
you said,
not.
You're right. I mean, and like you said, it's, you know, racism is not prevalent to the white. It's a human condition, not a specific group condition, you know, but you have to have responsibility for yourselves and for your own community. And it's just, there is no, in certain cultures and communities, there is no emphasis on education, and nothing's going to change if that doesn't change.
No, you're right. It's got to start at home, for sure. There's no political will that's going to change this. And that's why I laugh about what's going on in Congress, because they'll be talking about this till the cows come home, and we'll get nowhere on any given day. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mike, for the call. Stay with us, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, as if we need to complicate things even further in the city of New Orleans, I heard this morning that there's the possibility that the city council is contemplating giving the independent police monitor criminal investigative authority. Now, this is something that the IG has and that the independent police monitor does not have. It's something that former IPM representative Susan Hudson, the former independent police monitor, desired and worked on it for a while. Never thought it would come to this. So now we're going to have three different agencies monitoring the New Orleans Police Department. One specifically, PIB. The second, would be the OIG, the Inspector General, but he's not just limited to the NOPD. And now we'll have the Independent Police Monitor, who really doesn't have an office set up under the present construct to be able to conduct these types of criminal investigations, nor does this individual have the wherewithal, the experience, the training, or otherwise to do it either. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I understand that it's Councilman J.P. Morrell who is advancing this piece of legislation in the council. I don't know that we really need to complicate this even further. I don't know that we need to waste additional finances in having yet another investigative body exist out there that has criminal jurisdictional authority within the city. Things are complex enough. Who would control referrals? We now would have, venue shopping now, as to where you want to go to file a complaint. You can go to the IPM, you could go to the OIG, you can go to PIB. You know, how about we just have one agency that actually conducts itself appropriately and does the right thing? What a novel idea that is. And that we eliminate this duplicative approach to all of this for the sake of, I don't know what, I'm not sure. And I'm going to try and reach out to JP and see if he'll come on the show to kind of articulate where the hell are we going with all of this? What is this all about? Is there something that's broken needs to be fixed? Well, if it is, then fix it. Fix that agency that's got that going on that seems to be. Don't go creating another one and giving them powers and then having you, the taxpayers, having to finance yet another organization with badge-wearing, card-carrying authority, that is completely duplicative of so many other agencies that should just take care of business, do the right thing. It's interesting. I'm curious. I'd love to find out whether or not PIB has started with this investigation of Officer Vappy. Witness number one, invitation number one, should be the mayor. Because whether most people realize it or not, if the mayor walks in there and says, yes, I authorize him to work all of those hours. I hope people realize, end of the story. It's over. She has every bit of authority to do so. Is there anything illegal there? Probably not. Probably not. If she's authorized it. Because there's no policies, there's no directive, there's no operational guidelines as to how we go about providing executive security for members of government within the city of New Orleans. Shame on us. This is exactly what happens when you're not taking care of business. And that if we're going to provide security for all of these people, there should be operational guidelines, guardrails, and everything else so that there's no abuse. So don't go giving another organizational criminal jurisdictional authority. Get your house in order first. And then let's see how that plays out. What a novel idea that would be. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL. Welcome back, folks. So anyway, let me just finish up on this situation with the Independent Police Monitor. I'm really curious and a little mystified by all of this as to why we're going to have yet another one. And I'm not exactly sure what it is that they hope to accomplish. And hopefully I hope it's not going to be because we have members of this council that just want to go along to get along with Councilman Morrell. I certainly hope that everyone brings an independent thought process to the forefront. They debate this topic. They have all the I's dotted, T's crossed before they start going down this path, because it's going to require operational guidelines. It's going to require who has the authority to refer investigations to the IPM. When can the IPM actually initiate investigations? So forth and so on. You have a potential conflict between the IPM and the OIG, which is governed by the same, under the same board, an appointed board by the mayor and universities here. So I certainly hope there's a thought process that goes into this, and this is just not another, you know, catch-as-catch-can approach to this thing, sending some political messaging to someone somewhere somehow for whatever purpose, that we get real and we get serious about how we're conducting ourselves in this city. And reach out to your council persons and ask them, what the heck's going on? What are we doing here? Be worth your while. Press Kabakoff, board member, co-founder of HRI Properties, and more importantly, a member of the NOLA Coalition, will join us and talk about how the violence prevention efforts of author Thomas Apt and IT integration specialist Ron Rasmussen are part of the coalition.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.